Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, the sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Julie.
Did you notice, was it very windy out there?
You can see it on the water, but I'm not seeing it in the trees.
Oh, good. So you can see a lot of branches down on the drive-in.
I saw some
wayward garbage cans myself.
Oh.
it was windy, blowing 30 at the airport early.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it came right down.
Didn't notice that much wind where we are. But
yeah, okay.
So
well,
we must have a little break there.
I see. Well, here I am doing Tradio with you. I've done it a few times. We have someone on already, so maybe let's go straight to the phone line. Good morning, line one. You're on Tradio.
Hi, this is Ann calling for the Petersburg Humane Association.
Good morning, Ann.
Hi, I just had two things to talk about today. One is I wanted to give a rundown of the animals that we have available for adoption. We have Cindy. She's a 4-year-old Husky Blue Heeler Aussie mix, and she's current on vaccines. And we have Molly. She's an 11-year-old Rhodesian Ridgeback Golden Retriever mix, current on vaccines and spayed. Then we have 5 cats. We have Milan, Alex, Baby, Theo, and possibly Noodle. Noodle might be going to a trial home. But we have Milan, Alex, Baby, and Theo are the cats that we have at the shelter waiting for homes. And then also we have, we're going to have an online auction next month. And so we are asking for if people have something special that they'd like to donate to that fundraiser that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of these things, people can call our cell phone. It's 907-518-1091.
Okay. And how old are those cats? Are they all one family?
They are. They did come from, 3 of them came from one family. Came
one
as
litter?
A family. Yeah, but
okay.
They can go together or separate.
Okay.
And they're older cats. Baby's 9. Alex is 11. Milan is about 10. Theo is about 9. They're all really sweet cats.
Okay.
And yeah. So
good to know. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot. I thought they were all little kittens from one litter.
That's
but
what it sounded like.
No, it was like older cats from some family.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Anyway, an online auction to benefit the Humane Association.
That sounds
a good idea.
Fun.
Yeah, it does. I wanted to mention that spring break started today.
I know. It was like, oh, I can park.
Oh, at the radio station.
Yes.
It's true. And there's lots going on up at the gym. So because of spring break, we've got indoor park today from 9 to 11. And then starting next week, all week, it'll be 9 to 11 from Monday through Friday, I believe. So there'll be open gym 11 to 6. And additional open swims next week as well. So check in at the pool if you're thinking, well, what are we going to do? It's supposed to rain all week and we didn't get to go anywhere.
Yes.
Lots to do at the community center. Okay, we have another call. And so, person on line one, is that you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Diane Marsh calling.
Hi, Diane.
And I still have that queen bed frame, brass queen bed frame.
Mm-hmm.
For $30 at my house. It's on my porch.
Okay.
I also have a free file cabinet. And I have a free Toshiba television. It's a big one. It's heavy.
Uh-huh.
I did lift it and I hurt my back. So.
No, that's not a commendation.
No.
So bring help if you want the TV. And where is that located?
It's 804 Joa.
Okay. Up by the ball field?
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah, sort one of. Block from the ball field.
Right.
Okay. So, do you have a number if somebody has some questions?
Yes, 772-3208.
3208. Okay.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Diane.
You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, those TV sets, they're big.
Yes.
You know, it's very dangerous trying to pick them up. I mean, mostly for the TV usually, but can be for you too. So.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have special spring break stuff at the library?
Not really. We are back
stuff.
Open today, though.
Oh, yeah.
We have been doing inventory, and wow, did we get a lot done. And things are moved around a little bit, folks. So that, well, you know, not terribly, but just to make things look a little nicer. Anyway, just come take a look, if nothing else.
So you haven't switched the teen room and the children's
no,
room?
Okay, no. Nothing that major, but a few things got moved around and consolidated or expanded. So,
that's exciting.
Yeah. So, come and take a look.
And you have always have a lot of different activities going on at the library, night and day. So.
Yes. And you can always go to psglib.org to find out what is going on and to register for classes. A lot of things are ongoing right now. But Karen Malcolm will be having her yoga on Saturdays. So that's one thing that you can just drop in. $5, bring your own mat. 11 o'clock on Saturdays.
Sounds good. Okay, we have someone on line one. You're on Tradio.
Hi, good morning, girls. It's Randy Henderson.
Morning, Randy.
Hi. And I have a couple of items. One thing I've got is a fairly complete set of Southeast Alaska nautical charts paper. A retired troller gave them to me years ago, and I don't use most of them.
Are they marked with their drags and stuff? I mean, how valuable are they, Randy?
I'm not sure. It's possible that might add to the value of them, but I'll just give them away if somebody wants them. There's quite a stack of them there, and some of them are pretty old and outdated issues, and some of them are newer. But they aren't printing charts anymore. So if anybody thinks they might want them, give me a call, 907-723-5245.
5245. Okay.
And also, I've got a Samsung 46-inch flat screen TV that's older, over 10 years old, that we replaced. It's still good.
Is it smart?
It's smarter than me.
Well, we'll leave it there, shall we?
I didn't see the IQ rating on the box. But,
okay. We're not going to go any further with that.
It doesn't have any mounting hardware with it. I had it on a mount on the wall that I used again, but... otherwise, it's in good condition, and you can give me a call, and I can give you the model number, and you can look it up and see exactly how smart it is.
Okay. That's
so, and I'd like $100 for that if I could. So.
Okay. And we have your number there?
Yes. Okay. 723-5245.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Randy.
Okay. Have a good day, girls.
You too. Bye-bye. Caller on line two, you are on Tradio.
Good morning. New voice this morning on Tradio.
Oh, yeah. They finally decided to let me drive this part of the ship.
That's an excellent choice. Anyway, good morning. This is Sally calling from the sun.
Good morning, Sally.
It's bingo night, and we're having bingo tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. If you bring a friend, you get extra special on the last game. So remember that. It's 3 games worth, and you can win up to $150.
And your friend has to be 19 or older, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And
what's the snack?
Tonight?
Yeah.
What's with what?
What's the snack?
Oh, the snack is beef stew, and I haven't decided if I'm going to cook cornbread or just get some ranch rolls. Ranch rolls are sounding pretty good right now.
Mm.
But anyway, it's a real hearty beef stew with all kinds of good veggies in it, including fresh string beans and stuff like that. And leftover prime rib that we had sliced up and froze, and now it's in the stew.
Wow, that sounds more like dinner than a snack.
Well, 8:30 at night, and some people don't eat dinner until they get there. They munch on a little popcorn, and then they kind of wait and see how full the snack will make them.
Wow. Sounds good, Sally.
Yeah.
Hey, we try. And then tomorrow, we have 27 painters signed up for our Sip and Paint class, and that starts at 2 o'clock upstairs in Bingo Land and goes till about 4. And there'll be an assortment of wines and sweets and savories on the groaning board, the table.
That sounds like a great way to spend a rainy Saturday.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it'll be really fun because we're painting a springy kind of thing to go in the garden. We're
painting a
bluebird, except it's a blackbird. And it'll be on a little dowel and done, and you can poke it in your garden and enjoy it for the season.
Oh, that sounds good, Sally. And you expanded the class to 27, yeah?
Well, we included the wait list and decided that we'd just go for it.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have fun. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you very much for all the good advertising.
Well, thanks for calling in, Sally. Have a good weekend. Sounds like you'll be busy.
You guys too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Person on line one, you're on Tradio.
Good morning. Dave Byrne calling.
Where are you, Dave?
Downstairs in my basement on Nordic.
Oh, I saw a tropical bird on your Facebook page. I thought you were still in some tropical place.
Yeah, well, I did that traveling, and now we're back home.
Okay, so that bird wasn't down there on Haugen then.
Oh, no. No, that was a warbler, red-faced warbler that was in Mexico and down in Baja.
Well,
it's
welcome back.
Yeah, it made summer up here, but they fly south for the winter, as do we. I did find out, though, people have asked me how my vacation was, and I did have to remind them that I'm on a trip. You have to have a job to have a vacation.
Oh, those fine distinctions
details.
Of retirement.
Well,
Chris and I are not sure of those yet, but thank you for letting us know. That's good to know. We're on a triple welcome home.
Yeah, well, thank you. So while I was on hold, I was listening to Randy talk about his TV, and he doesn't have a mount for it, but I have a brand new mount that's extra that would fit Randy's TV.
Well, how perfect is that?
I only want $50 for that. So
okay.
If you're looking for a new mount for a TV that will take up to quite a large TV, it comes with all the hardware to attach it to the wall and instructions and everything. And so my number for that is
518-1199.
$1199.
Well,
okay.
The magic of Tradio.
Yeah.
You bet. Secondly, calling for the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department, we're starting a Firefighter 1 class on Saturdays. It started last week. We'll continue it this week. We're welcoming new members that are interested in volunteering and becoming part of the community fire response team. And, no experience is necessary, just an interest in participating and in learning about fire service and learning how to fight fire safely and how to be part of a great team of volunteers at the fire hall.
Is there an age limit?
18. We've had some kids that are younger than that are kind of part of firefighter families. But 18 is probably the great age that we're looking for.
Okay.
Kids, younger kids if they're involved. As far as the adult program is concerned.
Okay.
These training sessions will be every Saturday, they start at 8 a.m., 8 o'clock a.m., at the fire hall. People are welcome to show up and see what it's about. And we pick a different topic every week and do a little classroom stuff. We get out in the bay and work with equipment, familiarize ourselves with stuff. So it's a great opportunity for people to get involved in the fire service.
And how long does the class go?
We'll be going for 8 or 10 weeks, I think, Chris.
Okay.
It's a continuing program. We're always welcoming new volunteers, but this is a way to kind of catch people up and make sure that people have the correct training to be able to assist, from personal protection gear and, working with SCBAs, our assisted breathing devices, and, working with ladders and hose lines and how we pack hose on a fire truck and different equipment, including, extrication of vehicles, how we can help with EMS response teams, by using ropes and ladders to help get people out of situations they've got themselves into.
That sounds very exciting and a very worthwhile activity.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, I've been involved with the fire department for a long time, and I find it, very worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's neat. We've got some new people, in town that have shown an interest in becoming involved. So, there's hope on the horizon.
Excellent. Good to hear.
Yeah, you bet. Thirdly, the Petersburg Rotary Club is selling Rotary roses.
Yay! I thought it was time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and Rotary roses will be distributed on March 19th, a couple weeks away, on Tuesday. We are selling them for $30 a dozen delivered. There may be some color choices available, but on our website at PetersburgRotary.org, there is a place where people can order roses and pay for them and tell us where to deliver them and to whom, or people could call me at 518-1199. And I will add you to the list and either pick up a check or, we'll settle up somehow. There are also some posters around town. You can point your phone at the QR code and order that way also.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Sure, you bet. Well, thanks for you guys for being there for us. Take care.
Okay,
you
bye-bye.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Person on line 2. You are on Tradio.
Hey, good morning again. It's Randy again.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And just let everybody know the charts are taken.
Oh, wow.
Quite a few calls on them right off the bat. So that's gone. But it sounds like we've got a package deal with the TV and a mount.
I see. So that's still available. His mount, your TV, we can still go with that. Okay, well, good. Yeah. I bet it was because I said those drags were marked on the chart. That's why they went.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Somebody's lucky chart day. So, okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks, Randy. Bye-bye. Caller on line 3. You are on Tradio.
Hey, you guys. This is Ann again. I forgot to mention when I called about our available animals and our upcoming request for donations to our upcoming online auction. I forgot to say that if you're interested in adopting or want to call with a donation that you might have for our auction, you need to leave a voicemail, not a text message.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to add that April is our 25th year anniversary.
Congratulations.
And so we're having a big to-do about it. We're having this online auction. We'll be doing the flocking as usual.
Oh, yes, that's right. So much to look forward to in March.
The museum is having a special exhibit of the Pets of Petersburg past.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and we're also having a party at the library. I think it's called the community room at the end of the month. But if anybody is interested in adopting or donating to our online auction, call 518-1091 and leave a voice message. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much, Ann. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Caller on line 1, thanks for waiting.
Oh, no problem. This is another recall back.
Okay.
Sally. Today, I don't know if anybody has called in, but next week is National Quilt Week. The actual National Quilt Day is the 15th, which is Friday. But I think you'll find that you'll see some quilts appearing in businesses and including the library in this next week or so. Appreciate the quilters want to share what they've been doing over the last year or so. And
excellent.
Yeah, I hope people enjoy the colorful, bright come on, spring, where are you?
Just in time. Thank you for letting us know. I bet there'll be one in the streets. Some of the stores downtown usually display quilts.
Yep. And I know that people have adopted a store and worked with the store personnel. And I personally am doing the library, Chris.
Yep. Good to know.
And I'm bringing a 90-inch sewing machine quilt.
Wow.
So that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always good to see what everybody's been up to over the winter.
Okay.
So, we're still looking for a bright spot in all the store windows.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Thanks, Sally. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Caller on line two. You're on Tradio.
Yes, good morning. My number, 907-772-3139. Thank you. I have a brand new pair of Red Wings, 9.5E lace-up boots, never been worn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to get $25 for them if I could. They're brand new, never been worn. And I also have several pair of blue jeans. I have both black and blue that are 44s that I can't wear anymore. And if I could, I'd like to get $5 a pair out of them. They're brand new.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So and that'll do it for now.
Okay. Thanks so much, Stan.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Caller on line three, you're on Tradio.
Hi, good morning, Chris and Julie. Nice hearing from you.
Hi.
Good morning, John.
This is John, yeah. And usually I'm not nice, but I just wanted to give a shout-out to the pep band and the play that just recently was done. They're both just excellent, and I really appreciate all the work that, you know, the kids put in, and they were just excellent.
Okay.
Thank you. They are lively. They add a lot to what is the late winter blues. It's great. They just cheer us all up with that.
Oh, yeah. And it even makes the basketball games more fun.
Oh, yeah. It yeah. does. It really does. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was a flurry
I know.
Of calls.
That's that like, has been the busiest in about a month or so.
I know, I think so. Well, do you want to start a rundown? Because I'm sure there'll be more calls. Maybe those people will call back again.
Yeah, I know. We've got several callbacks here. Anyway, Ann called from the Humane Association. They have quite a few animals available, and I'm just going to do a quick rundown and not a lot of details. They've got two dogs. One is an 11-year-old Ridgeback. They've got five cats, three from one litter, but they are all older cats.
From one family.
Yeah, well,
but not the same age.
Right. Oh, okay. Maybe I misunderstood that. Anyway, they are older cats, ranging from about 9 to 11 years. You can call 907-518-1091 if you need more details on the animals. Also wanted to let us know that there is an online auction coming up. And if you have anything to donate, again, you can call that number. And do call, don't text, leave a voicemail. Their 25th anniversary is this year, and they're doing lots of things besides the online auction. There's going to be a party. There's going to be an exhibition at the Museum of Petersburg Pets. And so that is coming up, and stay tuned for that. Diane called. She has a brass queen bed frame for $30 and a free file cabinet and free Toshiba TV. It's 804 Joa. If you have any questions, you can contact Diane at 907-772-3208. Randy called. He still has the Samsung 46-inch flat screen TV. He's asking $100 for that. He doesn't have the mounting hardware, but it sounds like Dave Berg does. So pay attention a little bit later, and we'll get the number for that. Randy's number is 907-723-5245. Sally called. It's bingo night tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. If you bring a friend, you get a special deal for the last play. and they are having beef stew. She's still contemplating whether it's cornbread or ranch rolls that'll go with that stew. You have to be 19 years old or older to play. Just wanted to let people remind people who are already registered for Sip and Paint that it's from 2 to 4 p.m. tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be doing spring painting, something you can put in your garden. And next week is National Quilt Week, so look for quilt displays around town. Dave called. He does have a mount for that TV, $50. It is new and has instructions and all the hardware you need. The number to call is 907-518-1199. Also wanted to remind people that the volunteer fire firefighters class class is happening now. Every Saturday for about 10 weeks, starts at 8 a.m. You don't have to have any experience. They prefer if you're 18 years or older. You're welcome to show up and just kind of see what's going on. They have a variety of training, so it's going to be different every week, and sounds pretty interesting. Also want to let people know it's Rotary Rose time. Roses will be delivered on March 19th. $30 per dozen delivered, and you can go to petersburgrotary.org or call Dave at 907-518-1199, or there will be posters around town with QR codes. We had a caller that has a new pair of Red Wing boots, 9.5E lace-up boots for $25, several pairs of 44-inch blue jeans for $5 each, and it sounded like he had one black pair and one blue pair. Number to call is 907-772-3139. And John called just to throw out an appreciation to the pep band and the kids that put on the play.
Thank you, Chris. And those shoes, I know the shoes had not been worn. They were brand new.
Yes.
Were the blue jeans, I'm trying to remember if they were brand new.
I don't think he specified, but you can call and ask.
Yeah,
yes,
but the shoes
call.
For sure.
Yes, the shoes were new.
Brand new. Well, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
And that wraps up Tradio for today.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.